We want to connect with our Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. Excited to be hearing your voice this morning.
Hey, how about them Gators?
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, baby. I talked so much crap about FSU on Monday night, but I was fueled by our overwhelming win in the swamp. And then you listen to Coach Summerall, and oh my gosh, I could run through a brick wall about six ways. I'm just so excited. I think we've got a great team, the right coach. Things are looking good for the Gators. We look great.
Definitely agree. Only three penalties. That tells me that the young men understand the discipline this coach is trying to impart to them and taking it seriously. First games almost always are at least a little sloppy. But in terms of penalties, that's a great statement. And it's the most points we put on the board in like 30-something years.
Yeah, for an opener. I mean, I think, what was it, Baugh, he had three touchdowns. VB3 was running like, I mean, it's just, it seems like things are starting to click. And I know we're always optimistic at the beginning of the season, but it feels right. So I'm very encouraged, and I think we've got a good schedule ahead. So fingers crossed, and the boys seem focused and disciplined, and we'll see. And, of course, when FSU loses, that's always a great day.
Yeah, and thanks for that running back. Give Baugh the ball. Hey, also Gator Ben Shelton. Remember, he won national single champion playing for us. He is climbing the ladder at the U.S. Open, and he beat Alcaraz. He beat Carlos Alcaraz in a match that didn't end until 3:30 this morning. So he's going to the semis. So good for him too, right?
Yes. I mean, I got home very late last night. We had a long day on the road. We were in Marion County meeting with veterans and teachers and parents. And I didn't actually get home until after 10 o'clock. And I flipped on the U.S. Open, and the women were just wrapping up. And I mean, talk about a great showing from just the Americans in general. We've had so many great American players advance into the quarterfinals and now the semis. And love seeing a Gator who, I mean, he was actually ranked below, and he had a hell of a performance. I woke up this morning and was like, man, I definitely wouldn't be awake for that, but I'm really proud to see a Gator doing as well as he is.
I agree. I love it. Hey, tell me about this hometown health fair that's scheduled for October.
Yeah, so we all agree. I mean, you don't have to be a Republican, Democrat, Independent. Everybody knows that our healthcare system is broken. We have a sick care system. And whether you're trying to find a primary care doctor, or you're trying to get in to see a specialist, or you're fighting your insurance company, it does not matter. You are always having an issue with healthcare. And so we are pulling together doctors, insurance companies, CMS, so Medicare, Medicaid, and we are doing this right before open enrollment when people can make changes to their healthcare plan or sign up for one. And we're bringing folks to our district in order to really deliver on these resources. So everything from soup to nuts of mental health, specialty care, primary care, different hospital systems, government agencies, you name it, we are bringing folks in, and you can get all of your questions answered, sign up for plans that work best for you, talk to your insurance company about appeals, denials, questions that you may have about your existing plan, claims that you may have pending. All of that is going to be covered. I'm really excited about this because we know that this is a huge issue that every single one of our constituents care about. And we want to, of course, be the best representative we can and deliver that resource to our folks here right at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. It's critically important. And, you know, everybody needs to be kind of their own healthcare advocate, but you have to have a place to start and information to start with. And this health fair sounds like a great forum to get that information. Let's move on to Venezuela. I understand some oil deals have been done. Some are continued to get signed. So tell me about that and what that will eventually, when will we feel a positive effect from the Venezuelan oil, if you will?
Yeah, so I know we've talked a little about this before. I was in Venezuela a couple weeks ago, and I was one of the first members of Congress to be in country back in Venezuela in 10 years. And I met with the interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, and her brother who heads up the National Assembly. And people have to remember that Venezuela, they control the means of production. And so every deal has to run through their government. And they were sitting on these contracts to develop their reserves. They are one of the most oil-rich nations in the world with incredible reserve capacity. And that heavy Venezuelan crude is tailor-made for our American refineries. And so we are at max capacity for what we can develop in the United States. And in terms of our type of crude, we need that heavy Venezuelan crude, which will not only be good for bringing down prices immediately, but that is a long-term national security play, because as we see in Iran, not only does it take 45, 50 days to get that oil over to our refineries, to our shores, but the geopolitics of that region are completely in flux 24/7. So what we were doing was we were pushing the interim president, Rodriguez. We were saying, listen, you know, Chevron and these American companies, they want to come in, they want to do business, but you guys need to sign these contracts. And so we were having some very productive conversations about how that could benefit both Venezuela and America, how it really, it tightens up the geopolitical security of the Western Hemisphere. And so we're really excited, because here in the last 3 weeks, and of course, President Trump announced a big signature done by some of the big companies, we have now seen more than a dozen different contracts signed. And that is Americans that are going to be helping to develop this and then benefiting from it. So bringing down the price of diesel, which is through the roof, bringing down the price of gas, because it only takes 5 days to get that crude from Venezuela up into the Gulf to refine in our shores. So really exciting, and hopefully this will start bringing down the price of gas ASAP.
Why haven't we built a refinery in so long? We've had this discussion, not just you and I, but I mean, we haven't built a refinery in years and years. Oh, let me quickly say, when information was coming out about this Venezuelan oil, how it could benefit us, all the lefties in all these articles I read, they were lying through their teeth. They said it could be 10, 15 years before we see the benefits of this. And they have that heavy crude that our refiners are not suited to refine, when just a couple of weeks earlier, I had an article that said, why isn't America refining their own oil? Because we don't have enough refinery for the light, sweet crude. So they're lying every chance they get when it comes to oil.
100%. And that's just pure BS. In fact, when I was in Venezuela, I talked with several of the oil companies, and they said that it is harder to do oil deals and refined product in California than it is Venezuela. That ought to put it in perspective to people of what happens when you have such a overregulation and you tie up all of these companies in a permitting quagmire that you can't move anything. And so they are absolutely lying through their teeth, because they would rather see, and by they, I mean the ultra-radical leftists, they would rather see President Trump fail than our country succeed. And they are just fundamentally anti-American at their core. So I think that this is a wonderful development. I would love for us to see any and every opportunity to bring down the price of gas and support American energy industries.
Well, 100%, right on board with you as usual, Congresswoman, and we always appreciate your time, and I know what you're going to say next, so go right ahead.
You know, baby. Let's go Gators.
Oh, yeah.
Go Gators. Thanks again, Congresswoman Kat Kamick.